couple text questions that are fire off here before we get to our Marie, who's next on the line. This one in Mesa on an irrigated lot wants to know, when do you put Bermuda seed down, before the irrigation or after the irrigation?
Yes. So you probably don't want to put it down like the day you're going to run flood irrigation, because you might float it away. And if you're going to use flood irrigation, you might want to actually even rake it in a little bit. But I would say wait a day or two. So if you put the seed down and you have a, you know, get some moisture, get some sprinkler action on it, get it watered in a little bit, get that soil a little bit compacted, and then, you know, if you run your irrigation or flood irrigate, and while the soil is still pretty moist, then seed it so that you can, you know, take advantage of that soil moisture. The seed will start to germinate and root before the next flood irrigation, although I'm not sure you can get Bermuda grass to germinate really well without doing some sprinkling. You know, flood irrigation every 2 weeks is a long time for the soil to try and stay moist enough to germinate grass seed.
Next question. We have yellow top clovers in our yard. I've tried multiple products to kill them, but they keep coming back. What can, what will kill them off?
Yellow. Well, you need to use some pre-emergent herbicides. You need to use, you know, do you need to kill the existing before it goes to seed? So it's kind of a two-pronged approach. You're going to have to either pull or remove the existing material, the weeds, the unwanted growth. But also long-term, using pre-emergent herbicides is very effective. That keeps those seeds from germinating, because even though you're killing off weeds, you know, there's seeds lying there, that weed goes to seed. Also, make sure you're not letting your weeds get so big. And this time of year is when we start to see that. The weeds are growing. They're growing all winter. They're getting ready to bloom, or they're blooming and going to seed. We want to remove those before they do that.
One more real quick. You mentioned, we talked a little bit more earlier about some people want to know about azomite. What products carry that?
I don't know.
Okay. we'll have to put a little research.
You're catching
into
me
that.
Off guard. I don't know, other than I don't know that they do. I think you have to buy it by itself. And as far as I know, the internet's maybe one of the only ways you can get it at this point.
Just about every summer we can tell, oh, this company must be advertising again, because we'll get
or
a
somebody
flood
wrote
of
an
emails.
Article. Or there's an article in a garden magazine or something. Yeah, right.
The new way to save on your energy bill. Every
right.
summer there's something new. Oh, so-and-so is advertising again. We're getting emails back. Let's get Marie in Scottsdale wants to talk about white flies. Good morning, Marie.
Good morning.
How may we help you?
Well, how to treat these white flies so that they stop eating my leaves and all my plants, my trees and everything.
What are your white flies on? What kind of plants?
Oh, golly. I don't know the names of all the plants. One's got the hummingbirds coming to it right here at my bedroom window.
Well, you can use a safe product called Triple Action, which is neem oil, basically. So neem oil won't hurt your hummingbirds or really any of your other beneficials. And you control the white flies pretty good with it. You have to use it pretty frequently, because basically what you're doing is suffocating the white flies with it. But it's called Triple Action, or you can find just neem oil, or a light oil type product will work fine without being harmful to anything else.
We appreciate the calls, the texts, the emails. We'll do it again next Saturday. It's Rosie on the House, the Outdoor Living Hour, every Saturday, 8 to 9 o'clock. And you are on your way to, it's not Hot Dogs and Horticulture Day. That's next week.
Yeah, that's next week, next Saturday. Today's the Sun Country Irish Society.
Irish Society.
Iris exhibit and show and sale. And that's set up at our location at 2529 North Hayden Road, just south of Thomas on Hayden.
How much is an iris?
Well, you're buying them now, they're going to be potted. They're not going to be just the rhizomes. So they're going to be a little more, because they've already started and they're growing. And so they're going to be somewhere between $5 and $10, depending on the variety. But they do multiply. You end up, if you plant one iris, you'll have a number of them in a few years. You can dig them up and divide them. And
Where do I put the iris? Does it need shade? Does it need...
They do really well on the north side of a house, or the east side, where they get afternoon shade, morning sun. They do need enough sun and daylight, though, to bloom good. So... Some place that they get lots of good filtered sun or morning sun and afternoon shade would be the best place.
And will the how long will they live?
Oh, long. Years and years and years and years. You know, I've seen beds of iris that are handed down several generations sometimes.
That's pretty cool.
Long time. Yeah. Yeah.
So it's not your what do you call it, perennial flower that you go?
Well, it is a perennial. I mean, it's not an annual, so it is a perennial.
But you don't need to buy it every single year if you take
care of it. No, absolutely not. In fact, they'll multiply and you'll end up with multiples of them.
I like that.
Yeah.
And Harper's Nursery is located at?
2529 North Hayden Road. So Hayden between Oak and Thomas.
Excellent. We appreciate your time. Next hour at 9 o'clock, open line hour. Anything and everything you, the Arizona homeowner, wants to talk about, it's 1-888-767-4348. Text questions to 411-923, or you can send pictures to info@rosieonthehouse.com.